U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory this morning. You're listening to NPR News.
Good morning. For KPR News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says that the government shutdown sends a bad message to the rest of the world. Meg Britton Mellish reports.
Moran said in a visit to Wichita ahead of the shutdown in November. Both voted against a Democrat proposal to fund the government through October while reversing Medicaid cuts. This is the first government shutdown since 2019. I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
General Motors is placing 900 workers on indefinite layoffs at its Fairfax assembly plant in Kansas City, Kansas. That's according to company officials who spoke to the Detroit Free Press yesterday. GM says it needs to retool the plant for production of the gas-powered Equinox. Those employees were placed on temporary layoff back in early September. Two Kansas professors are urging teachers to learn more about AI, artificial intelligence, and to think about its limitations before using AI tools in the classroom. Suzanne Perez has more.
University of, and also advocating for teacher input about tech and AI policies. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A new study finds Kansas is the third most affordable state for a comfortable retirement. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the annual cost for a comfortable retirement in Kansas is roughly $61,000 a year. That includes essentials like housing and health care. Only Oklahoma and West Virginia have lower annual retirement costs than Kansas. Retiring comfortably in Kansas costs less annually than in all other states but two. The study was published last week by the senior living advice website, caring.com. And it's official, the Kansas Jayhawks will be playing a football game in England next season. With a reduced capacity because of East Side Stadium renovations, the Jayhawks will play one of its home games in London next year. In week number three of the college football season, the Jayhawks will square off against Arizona State at Wembley Stadium. Sunny skies today and too warm with a high of 88 degrees.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Pete Escovedo 90th Birthday Celebration. Featuring Pete Escovedo and his orchestra, Saturday, October 4th, 7:30 p.m. Information at follytheater.org.
Thanks for tuning in on this Thursday morning, second day of October. I'm Jay Schaefer, filling in for Matthew Algio. He will return tomorrow morning. Heck, I might be here as well. Asking for you to call 888-577-5268 and support the station that brings you so much. Here's something we're going to be bringing you this hour that you might just be interested in. University Theater at the University of Kansas is opening its new season tomorrow with a production called Silent Sky. It's a show that highlights the often hidden contributions of women to the field of science.
Silent Sky is the story of Henrietta Swan Leavitt. She is essentially the reason why we are able to measure the universe.
We'll hear more about this interdisciplinary production of KU Theater coming up this hour on KPR's Morning Edition. So don't touch that dial.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
It's going to be a sunny and warm day across the KPR listening area. We'll have a high around 88. Not warm enough for you? Well, stick around. Tomorrow we'll hit 90, according to the National Weather Service. Phew, that's not very October-like. Kay McIntyre is here to help me as Fall Fanfare continues. Fall Fanfare 2025. It's that time of year when we ask you to support the radio station you're listening to right now. It's easy enough to make a pledge when you call 888-577-5268. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Jay. You know, that the piece that's coming up about Silent Sky and
yes,
the silent contribution that okay, I'm drawing a blank on her
that
name now.
Women,
that women have played in the sciences made me think of all the silent contributions that people make to Kansas Public Radio. You know, we don't thank our sustaining members often enough, I think. The people that give on an ongoing basis day in and day out throughout the year. You know, over the past year, we've had thousands of sustaining members support Kansas Public Radio every single day, month in and month out. You can join them, and that is our most important source of funding because we know that those are funds we can rely on. Again, a big thank you to all of our sustaining members. Won't you join them today at kansaspublicradio.org?
Yeah, if you think about it, at some point, and I don't know who it was, there was a very first sustaining member of Kansas Public Radio. And we're probably never thanking that person because it was years ago. They said, you know what, I'll do that. I'll become a sustainer and set it and forget it. And I could ignore their pleas every 6 months when they have one of their fancy fund drives. Well, we want to thank you if you're a sustainer. We want to thank you if you're a member and don't feel obliged to call in and make a pledge or pledge online. Now, I know many of you do. Many of you are sustainers, and then you're like, okay, I can give another $5 or $10 a month, so I'll upgrade my sustaining membership. Well, what we're really trying to do with our on-air fund drives is to reach new listeners, people who've been listening for a long time. They've never either been asked to give or they've just never given. We're asking you to give right now by calling 888-577-5268.
That's what an anonymous donor in Alexandria, Virginia made a pledge this morning. Thank you so much for your support. Also, a pledge from Michael Van Genderen, who is a former Lawrence Public School teacher and now lives and works in South Korea.
What?
I know. He says, I still value NPR as much, if not more, than I did when I lived in Kansas. I listened to KPR remotely. As a former public employee, I understand the thankless nature of that world. I want to say thank you, and please keep up the good work. Michael, thank you.
Hey, Siri, what time is it in South Korea?
In Seoul, South Korea, it's 8:24 p.m.
Isn't that interesting? 8:24 in the evening.
Technology
listening to Morning Edition.
at your fingertips.
Yes. You know, I was thinking about that because one of our former commentators, John Richard Schrock, who's now a member of the KPR Advisory Board, he gave us a little testimonial about being in China for many, many years and listening to Morning Edition at night, which just boggles the mind. But, of course, he's listening at night because it's not the same time in China. You're listening to KPR right now, so if you care about this program, and surely you do, otherwise you wouldn't be listening, why not become a KPR listener member in any amount? We don't have a special challenge before us right now, but we would appreciate your call, 888-577-5268. You can pledge safely and securely and conveniently on the website at kansaspublicradio.org. Up, Joanna Fewins, who's been here at the crack of dawn every day. She is our development director. She is now telling me we actually do have a challenge. It comes from the Dwayne and Terry Townley Family Fund. They'll be adding $200 to the next 15 pledges that come through the door.
Not only that, but we still have 5 embroidery kits. You know, Ty Edwards was here yesterday with her little crafting.
She's so crafty.
She is so crafty. As well as 14 copies of the book Whirlwind by Bill Curtis. So if you're pledging at $20 a month or more, we have an autographed signed copy of that wonderful book by Bill Curtis that talks about his incredible career in broadcasting. So that can be yours for $20 a month as a sustaining member at kansaspublicradio.org.
And Kay, can I just say, because I was there when you interviewed Bill Curtis, you did a fabulous job asking him questions about his life and times and his career. For those who don't know, Bill Curtis was a one-time Kansas Public Radio employee. Back then, it was just one transmitter, the lonely KANU. And instead of being a news person like you and like me, he was a classical music host, and he put in time here at KANU when he was going to school at the University of Kansas. Fascinating book. It's called Whirlwind. You make a pledge of $20 a month, we will send you an autographed copy, and we've only got a few of those left now. And I'm being told we have 5 embroidery kits left if you want to get in on that crazy thing from Ty Edwards, whatever embroidery kits are. We also have 14 copies of Whirlwind. So we've got the challenge. An extra $200 will be added to your contribution thanks to the Dwayne and Terry Townley Family Fund. We'll send you a copy of Whirlwind, autographed by Bill Curtis. And that's a pretty good deal. If you give $30 a month, we'll send you the embroidery kit, which I'm not really into, but I know a lot of people are, Kay, so I'm not casting aspersions here.
There's so many good reasons to give to Kansas Public Radio, whether it's embroidery kits, books, or probably more importantly, just the satisfaction that you're supporting the programming and the news that you depend on. Morning Edition comes at a pretty substantial cost to Kansas Public Radio. It does not come to us for free. We provide it to you up front and ask you after we've already hooked you and reeled you in with the content, we're hoping that you will support it with your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. And right now, the Dwayne and Terry Townley Family Fund will add $200 to the next 15 pledge. That means you can take advantage of that right now when you call 888-577-5268.
News headlines coming up, and then stick around in the next half hour. We'll be talking about the KU Theater production Silent Sky, which is really all about women or female contributions to the world of science that have been kept hidden from us for so long, Kay McIntyre. So stick around for that. It's all coming up this morning on Morning Edition. We're glad to have you here as a listener. We're trying to convert you into a listener member, because 94% of the money it takes to run this radio station now comes from people like you and me and Kay McIntyre and anyone else who makes a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or who calls this number, 888-577-5268.
Before the release of Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen, I'm Elsa Chang, the making of Born to Run on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
The next All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon on KPR. We're hoping to hear from you right now. Kay, I've got to go put some news together. What can you tell the people?
I can tell you that you tune in to Kansas Public Radio at 6:30, probably every Monday through Friday. This is your place to be on a Thursday morning. This is your place to be right now. KansasPublicRadio.org. We're taking your pledges at 888-577-5268. And thanks.
Live news.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:31. Enrollment numbers have increased at the University of Kansas. For the second straight year, KU has achieved its highest overall enrollment in history. That's according to annual data released by the State Board of Regents. KU's enrollment has grown about 1.3% to more than 31,000 students. That eclipses the previous all-time mark of 30,770 set just last year. Enrollment has also been surging to historic highs at Wichita State University, with more than 25,000 students now enrolled at WSU. Kansas farmers will face challenges if the federal government shutdown lasts. We get more from Noah Taborda.
Most farmers are focused on harvesting, but the agencies that support them are closed, like many U.S. Department of Agriculture offices. Jennifer Ift is an agricultural economist with Kansas State University. She says farmers are prepared to deal with short-term closures, but says during the last shutdown, the USDA didn't publish crucial information that helps farmers predict consumer demand.
Information that helps markets work could become more scarce.
Ift said farmers won't be able to wait more than a few weeks for this information. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
A Kansas City area woman has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for fraud and identity theft. Federal prosecutors say 29-year-old Brianna Adams of Raymore had a leadership role in two cases that resulted in more than $500,000 in fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program loans issued under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. They also say that she had more than $3 million in stolen U.S. Treasury checks. Adams was sentenced Tuesday after pleading guilty to wire fraud, money laundering, and theft of government funds related to a counterfeit check scheme and stolen U.S. Treasury checks. The defendant also pleaded guilty to several other charges. Well, it's official. The Kansas Jayhawks will be playing a football game in England next season.
With a reduced capacity because of Eastside Stadium renovations, the Jayhawks will play one of its home games in London next year. In week three of the college football season, the Jayhawks will square off against Arizona State at Wembley Stadium. KU Athletics Director Travis Goff says he likes how the NFL has paved the way for college football abroad.
We're surely grateful to have the foundation that the NFL has established.
The game on September 19th, 2026 will be called the Union Jack Classic. Earlier this season, the Kansas State Wildcats opened against Iowa State in Dublin, Ireland in a game called the Aer Lingus Cup.
Legends Field, featuring more than 30 local and international musicians. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. This period of time in Kansas right now is one of the best times all year long for bird watchers.
Lots of birds, maybe as many as 700 to 800 million, move through this part of the world as they migrate south.
We'll hear more about the great bird migration with commentator Rex Buchanan coming up in just a couple of minutes. He'll have some tips and tools for us. It's really a commentary for the birds and the people who love them. And it's just a few minutes away on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. University Theater at the University of Kansas is opening its new season tomorrow with a performance highlighting the sometimes hidden contributions of women to the history of science. Silent Sky tells the story of an astronomer whose research led to a sea change in how scientists understand the universe. The play also marks an interesting collaboration between multiple KU departments and disciplines. Astronomy professor Allison Kirkpatrick and the play's director, Michelle Miller, recently spoke with KPR's Laura Lorson about the project. Michelle Miller explains the basics of the story.
Silent Sky is the story of Henrietta. That's what we're doing. We are exposing and really engaging in the human condition.
Michelle Miller is the director of the KU Theater production Silent Sky. Allison Kirkpatrick is an associate professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Kansas. They were both speaking with KPR's Laura Lorson. Now, Silent Sky opens tomorrow at the Kraft and Pryor Theater on the KU campus. It's playing through October 5th. Tickets available at kutheater.com. That's KU Theater. Theater spelled the interesting way. KUTheatre.com. Tickets also available at the box office in Murphy Hall. And you can read more right now on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Well, we've caught you again, listening to Kansas Public Radio here on a Thursday morning, and we're glad to have you here. We're asking you now to become a KPR listener member, or perhaps upgrade your existing membership. It's easy to do. And you're a phone call away, 888-577-5268. I'm Jay Schaefer, and she is Kay McIntyre. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. You know, that story that we just heard about, the KU Theater's production of Silent Sky, at the very end of it, she said, you know, the real story of science are the human stories and that human connection. And it struck me that that's the case with news as well, that the best news stories aren't about institutions. They're not about sort of what's happening out there. The best stories are ones that are about what, how that affects you, how that affects me, how it affects the person on the ground. So whether it's stories about, say, the government shutdown, what really makes that story interesting is how it affects government employees, how it affects you receiving your Social Security check or not. And that's what NPR and KPR do such a good job of, is taking those stories, those national stories, those regional and state stories, and really making them about you. We do that because we know that that's the way to understand the news and understand the world around us. But we can only do that because of listener support. Make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Lindsay McCrary of Silver Lake, Kansas, has become a brand new member of Kansas Public Radio this morning. So thank you,
Yay.
Lindsay in Silver Lake. You know, we have 14 opportunities this morning to have $200 added on top of your contribution to KPR. Thanks to Dwayne and Terry Townley Family Fund. And, you know, you can take advantage of it right now. All the phone lines are open and available. The website is open all the time. There's no waiting at kansaspublicradio.org. Or just give us a call, 888-577-5268. I'm not sure if we have any KPR staffers working on the phone this morning. We may have. Otherwise, you might get someone at the call center. But either way, you can reach out and connect with KPR, and we'll be happy to take your pledge.
And you can go through the rest of your day knowing that you made this possible. You can listen to the rest of Morning Edition thinking, I did my part. I did my part to keep KPR and NPR going and to keep this news available for me and for everyone else who's listening. You know, when you make a contribution to Kansas Public Radio, in some ways, it's a selfish act because you're paying for the news that you already use, but it is also a selfless act because you are paying for news to help make your community more engaged, better informed. And that's so important. We know just how important it is to have some basic level of knowledge about what's happening in the world today. That's why your pledge right now means so much. Pledge at kansaspublicradio.org, and $200 will be added to your pledge thanks to the generosity of Dwayne and Terry Townley Family Fund.
Kay, a few days ago I was talking to some folks on this very fine radio station about pets. In fact, I think it was when the director of the Dole Institute of Politics,
Audrey
was here.
Coleman,
she has so
I
many
heard her talking
pets,
chickens and I mean, salamanders
cats
and cats
and dogs
and
dogs. And you've got a pet, right?
Just one sad little turtle that we've inherited from our daughter.
The turtle named Trigger.
Trigger. She's now like 17 years old, and apparently, turtles live a lot longer than you'd expect.
Well, in any event, when we were talking about pets, a number of people had their pets call in and pledge.
I'm surprised they can do that with, you know, not having opposable thumbs and all.
They may have had some human assistance. But if you've got a pet, we'd love to hear from your pet. A number of people's pets listen to KPR. But you're listening right now. So if your pet can't call in, maybe you should pick up the phone and dial 888-577-5268. Do it now. And especially you bird lovers who should be paying attention right now. This is Kansas Public Radio, and I'm Jay Schaefer. Bird lovers of the world, unite. This is your time of year. The great fall migration is underway and will continue into late October and early November. Commentator Rex Buchanan says Kansas is a hot spot for bird lovers this time of year, and there are plenty of resources available to help you spot a few feathered friends as they fly south.
This is a great time of year for bird watchers. It's a great thing to see and hear.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, author, and a casual part-time birder. He's also Director Emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey at the University of Kansas. He lives in Lawrence, but he often camps in central Kansas, where he does a lot of bird watching. Commentaries from people like Rex Buchanan, Katie Keckheisen, Adam Hodge, and others, available for you periodically here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer, along with my colleague Kay McIntyre, the host of KPR Presents, our weekly public affairs program, also the host of Weekend Edition Saturday and Sunday. Kay, great to be here with you during Fall Fanfare as we try to raise some money so we can keep bringing you news and commentaries and music and everything else we do.
You know, speaking of commentaries, something Rex said really stuck with me. He said, you take care of the things you know. Well, one thing you know is Kansas Public Radio and NPR are a reliable place to get Morning Edition, to get news, to get commentaries like the one we just heard from Rex. Take care of the things you know. And for us right now, that means making a contribution to the public radio station that you already listen to. Make a contribution this morning, and Dwayne and Terry Townley, their family fund, will add $200 to your pledge at any level. I might suggest, say, $150, $200. Become a sustaining member at $10 a month, whatever level works for you. Take care of the public radio station that you depend on. A big thank you to Caleb and Catherine Morse of Lawrence, Kansas. They made a pledge this morning. Won't you join them at kansaspublicradio.org?
I think Caleb and Catherine Morse are existing members. They made a contribution on our website, which is easy enough to do. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and pledge away. If you pledge $20 a month, we'll send you an autographed copy of the latest book by Bill Curtis. And it's pretty riveting. It's all about the life and times of Bill Curtis, his career reporting the news. Of course, you may know him best nowadays, as the scorekeeper on KPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We'll give you a copy of his book autographed for a contribution of $20 a month. The real reason to give is to support the station that you're already listening to. Chances are you listen this time every morning. We're getting ready to bring you the 7 o'clock national and international and Kansas news report, so don't touch that dial. But take this moment, this brief interruption in our regular programming, to make a contribution of any kind. If you make a contribution right now, $200 will be added on top of your pledge thanks to the Dwayne and Terry Townley Family Fund. Make it happen when you call 888-577-5268.
The Dwayne and Terry Townley Family Fund are taking care of the things that they know. Take care of the things that you know, the things that you rely on, the things that you cherish. And if you cherish Kansas Public Radio, which we know you do because you're listening to Morning Edition on a Thursday morning, make your pledge now at 888-577-5268 or pledge at our secure and safe website, kansaspublicradio.org.
We're waiting to hear from you this morning, and if you are a crafty person, be sure to get in on one of these embroidery kits prepared for us by Ty Edwards, a history professor. It's a long story, but you can read all about it on the KPR Facebook page. Find us on Facebook. That's Kansas Public Radio. It's a minute before 10, or, 7 o'clock, I think. AANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K25-8BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You'll find us online, too.
But as NPR's Hanzilo Wong
reports, that the Bureau may not recruit enough workers for next year's census test. Hanzilo Wong, NPR.
Futures are down a fraction. NASDAQ futures are up about 0.5%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says that the government shutdown sends a bad message to the rest of the world, Meg Britton Mellish reports.
Moran said in a visit to Wichita ahead of the shutdown that allowing federal funding to run out would tarnish the United States' image.
It's dangerous for the country. It diminishes the way of providing services to people. But it also is a message to the world, our adversaries, as well as our friends, that there's dysfunction in the United States.
Moran and fellow Kansas Senator Roger Marshall voted in support of a failed Republican plan to fund the government at its current levels into November. Both voted against a Democrat proposal to fund the government through October while reversing Medicaid cuts. This is the first government shutdown since 2019. I'm Meg Britton Mullish.
General Motors is placing 900 workers on indefinite layoffs at the Fairfax Assembly Plant in Kansas City, Kansas. That's according to company officials who spoke to the Detroit Free Press yesterday. GM says it needs to retool the plant for production of the gas-powered Equinox. Those employees were temporarily laid off in early September. Two Kansas professors are urging teachers to learn more about AI, artificial intelligence, and think about its limitations before using AI tools in the classroom. Education reporter Suzanne Perez has more.
University of Kansas English professors Sean Camperman and Katie Conrad held the first AI and Digital Literacy Institute for Kansas City area teachers last year. Now they're developing a guide for educators devoted to the topic. Conrad says AI can be helpful in the classroom, but she says teachers need to keep overall goals in mind and be aware of what AI can and cannot do.
What are the things that we hope students will come away from our courses with, and how do we get there, regardless of technology? And then, is this technology helping us get there?
The KU project focuses on professional development for teachers and also advocating for teacher input about tech and AI policies. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
It's official. The Kansas Jayhawks will be playing a football game in England next season. With a reduced capacity because of East Side Stadium renovations, the Jayhawks will be playing one of their home games in London next year. In week three of the college football season, the Jayhawks will square off against Arizona State at Wembley Stadium. That game is set for September 19th. 2026, it'll be called the Union Jack Classic. Earlier this season, the K-State Wildcats opened against Iowa State in Dublin, Ireland, in a game that's usually called Farmageddon. The forecast for the KPR listening area, sunny and warm today, a high of 88, warmer still tomorrow with a high of 90.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Winter School, a recently renovated one-room schoolhouse in Lecompton, open to the public for music, art, history, and prairie tour during the Kaw Valley Farm Tour on October 4th and 5th. Details at winterschool70.com.
7:19 on this Thursday morning. We're hoping to hear from you during our fall fanfare. Our fall membership drive at KPR, it's easy enough to get in contact with us. There are multiple ways to make a pledge. You can use the fancy free KPR app. I think about 0% of people. Oh, wait, Ty Edwards uses the app. You can use the website kansaspublicradio.org. Or you can just call if you're old-fashioned like me. Pick up the phone, dial 888-577-5268, and tell the folks at the other end of the line, I want to support Kansas Public Radio to the tune of a dollar a day, or whatever. We don't care how much you give, we just care that you give. I'm Jay Schaefer, and she is Kay McIntyre, everyone's favorite employee at Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Jay, and I'm going to take issue with what you just said about the old fashioned. I consider myself
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour.
Let's turn that off.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I consider myself fairly old fashioned, and yet I use the KPR app all the time.
But you don't use it to make a pledge, do you, Kay?
No, actually,
you're
I don't, and I write an old fashioned check. That's how old school I am.
Are you the lady in the grocery store line that's Oh, let me find my checkbook.
My checkbook and a pen.
All right. You're older school than I am. I will use a debit card to check through the grocery store. But however you want to get in touch with us, the KPR app, yes, you can donate with that. You can go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or just call us, 888-577-5268.
And when you pledge right now, $200 will be added to your pledge thanks to the generosity of the Duane and Terry Townley Family Fund. So I might suggest you make a pledge of $200 so that your dollar, your pledge is being matched dollar for dollar right now if you make a $200 pledge. And if you pledge at, say, $20 a month, we have several copies still available of the Bill Curtis book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. It's a great book. It's a great way to support Kansas Public Radio.
At last check, we have 14 autographed copies of that book left. So if you like Bill Curtis, you want to read about his life and times in the book Whirlwind, there's 14 copies left, and then we're out. And it's not like Bill Curtis is here signing additional copies. Once they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone. And I have to say, Bill Curtis has a really beautiful signature. I get a lot of autographed books to do to KPR Presents. I don't know that I've ever seen a book with a signature so gorgeous as Bill Curtis's.
You know who else has a nice signature?
Who's that?
Matthew Algio, who would be happy to sign a copy of his latest book, The New York Secret Subway, or The Secret Subway of New York, out now by Island Press.
And available on our website, my conversation with Matthew, which was on KPR Presents, again, available on our website, as well as on KPR2 tonight at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
He's supposed to be back hosting this show tomorrow. We'll see if he shows up. He may be selling so many books that he's just going to retire from public broadcasting. We'll find out tomorrow. Be here tomorrow for Morning Edition.
Absolutely. And, of course, you can pledge tomorrow, but even better, you can pledge right now at kansaspublicradio.org, and the Duane and Terry Townley Family Fund will add $200 to your pledge at any level. Again, I'm going to suggest a $200 pledge because they are adding $200 to your pledge right now at kansaspublicradio.org.
University Theater at the University of Kansas is opening its new season tomorrow with a production called Silent Sky. It's a show that highlights the often hidden contributions of women to the field of science.
Silent Sky is a story of Henrietta Swan Leavitt. She is essentially the reason why we are able to measure the universe.
We'll hear more about this interdisciplinary production of KU Theater coming up at roughly 7:45 this morning on Morning Edition. Right now, though, we're hoping to hear from you. Have you been listening for weeks, months, years? But you've never made an investment in this radio station, this award-winning radio station? Well, you can do so right now. We're inviting you to join our award-winning team. Call in with your own pledge at 888-577-5268.
And our very own Emily DeMarchi is taking your phone call right now at that number. Or you can pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org or be like one of the, you know, hip people. You can pledge on the KPR app.
If you're a millennial, you can use the KPR app. If you're Gen X, you got to call 888-577-5268. I don't even know what part of generation. Are you with some group, K?
I think I'm still considered baby boomer, but I'm on, I think, the youngish end of baby boomer. Dumb.
Should I just ask you your age?
I'm 64.
64? And you're still working? Well, you look a lot younger than that, Kay McIntyre, and we're glad to have you here. Be sure to tune in to KPR Presents with Kay McIntyre every weekend. It's available on both KPR 1 and KPR 2.
Absolutely. And again, it's on tonight at 7 p.m. on KPR 2, 6 a.m. Saturday on KPR 1. This week we'll hear from KPR's own Matthew Algio about his book, New York's Secret Subway.
It's a great read. So I'm told. I bought the book, but you know, someone took it from me, and now she is reading it. So I'll have to wait. But I know it's a great book because I went to the Raven Bookstore Tuesday night and heard his presentation. A fascinating story about trying to build a subway in secret in New York City. Read about it on the KPR website. While you're there, make a pledge, kansaspublicradio.org. KUTheater.org. And don't touch that dial. We're going to be telling you about the KU Theater production, Silent Sky, coming up this hour on Morning Edition.
So many reasons to listen to Morning Edition, and you know the reason best that you listen on a Thursday morning to Kansas Public Radio, whether it's to get the latest news nationally, whether it's to get the news locally, whether it's to tune in just about today's weather, which is going to be surprisingly hot for the second day of October. What's with that, Jay?
Sunny and a high of 88. And then, according to the National Weather Service, tomorrow, sunny high near 90.
What?
90 degrees for a high tomorrow. And if you're looking for rain, well, the best I can tell you is that Sunday night we have a 20% chance. And then Monday through Wednesday, it looks like a roughly 20 to 30% chance of showers. We could use some precipitation.
I don't care about the rain, but I would really like some cooler temperatures.
Some fall-like weather.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you call now, we can try to bring you more fall-like weather. 888-577-5268. Hope springs eternal here at Kansas Public Radio. And we do have some extra money we'd be happy to add on top of your contribution. In fact, the Dwayne and Terry Townley Family Fund is adding $200 on top of your pledge when you make it at 888-577-5268.
Or give us a call at 888-KPRKANU. That's 888-577-5268.
We're hoping that you will be the next caller or web pledger, or if you're young enough, you can donate on the KPR app. It's hard for me and Kay to figure out. Kay's still writing checks, which I find interesting. Kay also has a pet turtle named Trigger. If you weren't listening in the last hour, we talked a little bit about that. And that's because a few days ago, when the director of the Dole Institute of Politics, Audrey Coleman, was here, she was talking about the menagerie of pets she has at her home. It's a long list. If you'd like your pet or your, I guess, you know, not everybody is a dog and cat person. If you have a bird that listens to KPR throughout the day, call on behalf of your bird. We've got a commentary later this morning from Rex Buchanan talking about the great fall migration of birds flying south. And according to Rex, who seems to know about these things, Kay, 700 to 800 million migratory birds could be coming through Kansas anytime this month or early next month during the great fall migration. If you're interested in that, you can keep listening to KPR this morning, and we'll talk more about it. It's almost 7:30. We've got to make way for the news on this Thursday morning. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Before the release of Born to Run, Bruce Rudd on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Don't miss the story of Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. That's coming up on All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Winner of the Station of the Year Award for 23 different years, including this year. It's your award-winning public radio station. We're looking for a little support now that we've gone completely broke and the federal government has taken away all of our money. You can help. Make an investment now. Call 888-577-5268. Thanks.
Live from NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News from Lawrence. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Enrollment numbers have increased at the University of Kansas. For the second straight year, KU has achieved its highest overall enrollment in history. That's according to annual data released by the Kansas Board of Regents. KU's enrollment has grown 1.3% to 31,169 students. And that eclipses the previous all-time mark of 30,770 just set last year. This year's record-setting enrollment at KU includes the third largest freshman class in school history. Meanwhile, Wichita State University and Wichita State University Tech are also celebrating record-breaking enrollment this fall. Over the past 10 years, Wichita State has grown 27.3% and WSU Tech 101.5%. That momentum is reflected in this fall's historic headcount of more than 25,000 students. That's the highest enrollment in Wichita State history. Kansas farmers will face some challenges if the federal government shutdown lasts for very much longer.
Most farmers are focused on harvesting, but the agencies that support them are closed, like many U.S. Department of Agriculture offices. Jennifer Ift is an agricultural economist with Kansas State University. She says farmers are prepared to deal with short-term closures, but says during the last shutdown, the USDA didn't publish crucial information that helps farmers predict consumer demand.
Information that helps markets work could become more scarce.
Ift said farmers won't be able to wait more than a few weeks for this information. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
A new study finds Kansas is the third most affordable state for a comfortable retirement. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the annual cost for a comfortable retirement in Kansas is roughly $61,000 a year. That includes essentials like housing and health care. The study was published just last week by the senior living advice website, caring.com. The forecast for the KPR listening area, sunny and warm today, a high of 88. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 90 degrees. This is KPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the
NPR News, Washington.
Jay Schaefer, KPR News, Lawrence. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Edition on this Thursday, October 2nd. Kay McIntyre is with me this morning, and the two of us are here as part of Fall Fanfare 2025, our fall membership drive at Kansas Public Radio. Just ahead, we will hear about the production of University Theater at the University of Kansas, getting ready to kick off the new season tomorrow with a production called Silent Sky, and it's a show that highlights the often hidden contributions of women to the field of science.
Silent Sky is the story of Henrietta Swan Leavitt. She is essentially the reason why we are able to measure the universe.
We'll hear more about this interdisciplinary production of KU Theater coming up next on KPR, but right now we're asking for your support of our local news coverage and our Kansas Statehouse reports and our commentaries and everything else we do here at KPR. It's easy to do by calling 888-577-5268.
Or pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. And when you do, $200 will be added to your pledge thanks to the generosity of the Dwayne and Terry Townley Family Fund. That means that your pledge of, say, $200 is worth $400. Your pledge of $150 will be worth $350 to Kansas Public Radio. It's a great way to make your money go a little bit farther on this Thursday morning. Again, kansaspublicradio.org. A couple people to thank. Rhonda from Overland Park, thank you so much for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio and supporting us. Also, a big thank you to Alec and Stephanie Loganville of Emporia. Alec Loganville, of course, involved in the editing of the Bill Curtis book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. And we had the pleasure of meeting Alec at the recent Bill Curtis event where he launched the book here in Lawrence. So thanks for your support. And thanks for all your work on that great book. And when you make a pledge now at $20 a month or more, we'll give you a copy of the book that is signed by Bill Curtis himself. So make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. University Theater at the University of Kansas is opening its new season tomorrow with a performance highlighting the sometimes hidden contributions of women to the history of science. Silent Sky tells the story of an astronomer whose research led to a sea change in how scientists understand the universe. The play also marks an interesting collaboration between multiple KU departments and disciplines. astronomy professor Allison Kirkpatrick and the play's director Michelle Miller recently spoke with KPR's Laura Lorson about the project. Michelle Miller explains the basics of the story.
Silent Sky is the story of Henrietta Swan Leavitt. She is essentially the reason why we are able to measure the universe. She was, it's what we're doing, we are exposing and really engaging in the human condition.
Michelle Miller is director of the KU Theater production Silent Sky. Allison Kirkpatrick is an associate professor of physics and astronomy here at the University of Kansas. They were speaking with KPR's Laura Lorson. By the way, Silent Sky opens tomorrow at the Kraft and Pryor Theater on the KU campus, and it will be playing through October 5th. Tickets available at kutheater.com. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with our friend Kay McIntyre.
I'll tell you, Silent Sky is a really interesting play. Theater Lawrence put it on several years ago, and I saw it. I had several friends that performed in it. It's a really interesting story, a really compelling story. And I love the fact that KU has made this an interdisciplinary production and reached out to other departments. That's one of the things that I think public radio also does a really good job of, making connections between disciplines, that stories about science affect the way we live and stories about the economy have a very personal effect. And that's, that connection is one of the things that I love about public radio, but it only happens because of the connection that we make with our listeners. So support us at kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, we keep track of our ratings here. Yes, public radio does have ratings. The Nielsen Company measures our audience, and depending on the year, our audience cum, if you will, that's the number of individual people tuning in each week, our cum ranges from about 85,000 to 105,000.
That's a lot of people.
Let's just call it 100,000 people every week tune in to some portion of Kansas Public Radio, and you're one of them because you're listening right now. We would ask that you make an investment in this station, because it's kind of up to you and me and Kay McIntyre if we want to keep this award-winning radio station going. Make a contribution now by calling 888-577-5268. Emily DeMarchi, who is our graphic artist and in charge of lots of outreach events and activities, she's taking calls right now. She's really doing double, if not triple, duty during the fall membership drive. She'll be happy to take your call. That's 888-577-5268.
In 1960, a 26-year-old began studying chimpanzees in East Africa. She had no higher education.
Inspired.
I had always been interested in animal behavior.
Lynn Isbell was in college, wandering around a bookstore when she stumbled on Goodall's book, In the Shadow of Man.
The cover had a woman, young woman, with green background of the forest following chimpanzees. And I thought, wow, she kind of looks like me. That's when I decided I wanted to do that kind of work.
Isbell would go on to work in Africa as well and become, for a time, the president of the American Society of Primatologists. And she says one time she met Goodall in Africa and told her how she had been her inspiration.
Of course, I didn't say it very articulately. I was very nervous. But she took it in stride, and she just said something like, "Oh, you don't know how many women have told me this."
Isbell says it was a big moment for her, a small moment for Goodall, and an example of how humble and impactful she was and continues to be. Nate Rott, NPR News.
Just another example of the fine reporting from National Public Radio here on Kansas Public Radio. You know, Kay McIntyre, for the past 10 minutes, we've been talking about women in science, including Jane Goodall, but also talking about astronomers and other scientists, and the University Theater production of Silent Sky opening tomorrow at KU's Kraft and Pryor Theater. It's just another example of the kind of news and information and stories you will hear on this radio station.
And it probably is worth mentioning the women that really got NPR its start way back in the 1970s. Susan Stamberg, Nina Totenberg, Cokie Roberts. NPR has a really proud tradition of breaking barriers in terms of women in broadcasting. And I think that's no small thing and is definitely worth mentioning. So again, we're really proud of the tradition that we carry on here at Kansas Public Radio, the role of the women and men who bring you the news, who help keep you informed, who keep you update and contextualize the world around us. You know, sometimes the news comes at us pretty fast. And we like to think we help break it down. We humanize it. We help make sense of it all. That only happens because of support from people like you. So make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, this period of time in Kansas right now is one of the best times all year long for bird watchers.
Lots of birds, maybe as many as 700 to 800 million. Move through this part of the world as they migrate south.
Coming up in the next hour on KPR, the Great Bird Migration. Commentator Rex Buchanan will give us some tips and tools. You won't want to miss that. You won't want to miss the news that's coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, KANQ, Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. You'll find us broadcasting online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. We're hoping to hear from you this morning. You're one of our listeners. Why not be one of our listener members? Make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. And we pause just a moment to allow KPR2 stations to break away and identify themselves. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with Kay McIntyre, wanting to thank a few folks, including the last person that called in, an anonymous caller from Lawrence who pledged online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And you can pledge online on the KPR app, or our own Emily DeMarchi is taking your phone calls this morning at 888-577-5268. And the Dwayne and Terry Townley Family Fund are adding $200 to your pledge at any level. I might suggest a $200 pledge, so they are doubling your money when you pledge at kansaspublicradio.org.
Phone lines open and available. We will even accept a personal check if you want to be like Kay McIntyre and write an actual check. You can make it happen. Get in touch with your friends here at Kansas Public Radio. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. The White House says the government shut down
Lviv. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran says that the government shutdown sends a bad message to the rest of the world.
Moran said in a visit to Wichita ahead of the shutdown that allowing federal Medicaid cuts, this is the first government shutdown since 2019. I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Two Kansas professors are urging teachers across the state to learn more about artificial intelligence and think about its limitations before using AI tools in the classroom. Suzanne Perez has more.
University of Kansas English professors Sean Camperman and Katie Conrad held the first AI and Digital Literacy Institute for Kansas City area teachers last year. Now they're developing a guide for educators devoted to the topic. Conrad says AI can be helpful in the classroom, but she says teachers need to keep overall goals in mind and be aware of what AI can and cannot do.
What are the things that we hope students will come away from our courses with, and how do we get there, regardless of technology? And then, is this technology helping us get there?
The KU project focuses on professional development for teachers and also advocating for teacher input about tech and AI policies. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Enrollment numbers have increased at the University of Kansas. For the second straight year, KU has achieved its highest overall enrollment in school history. That's according to annual data released by the Board of Regents. KU's enrollment has now grown to 31,169 students. Meanwhile, Wichita State University and WSU Tech are also celebrating record-breaking enrollment this fall. Over the past 10 years, Wichita State has grown 27.3% and WSU Tech 101.5%. That momentum is reflected in this fall's historic headcount of more than 25,000 students. That's the highest in Wichita State history. Well, it's official. The Kansas Jayhawks will be playing a football game in England next season.
With a reduced capacity because of Eastside Stadium renovations, the Jayhawks will play one of its home games in London next year. In week three of the college football season, the Jayhawks will be called the Union Jack Classic. Earlier this season, the Kansas State Wildcats opened against Iowa State in Dublin, Ireland, in a game called the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. I'm Greg Eklund.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. This is KPR.
And I'm Leila Fadel in Washington.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
8:19 on this Thursday morning. You're listening to the station that brings you so much every time you turn on the dial. By the way, if you're just joining us this morning, I wanted to talk to you for a moment about this particular time in Kansas, right now. It's one of the best times all year long if you are a bird watcher.
Lots of birds, maybe as many as 700 to 800 million, move through this part of the world as they migrate south.
Coming up this hour on KPR, more on the great bird migration. Commentator Rex Buchanan will give us some tips and tools. But enough about that. Let's talk about this Fall Fanfare 2025. Here to tell us more is Kay McIntyre. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Jay. You know, I'm going to circle back to that whole bird watching thing for a minute. You said it's a great time of year if you're a bird watcher, and Rex Buchanan will tell you why. I would posit that if you're not a bird watcher, after listening to that commentary, you might just want to grab some binoculars and go out and, you know, install Merlin on the Merlin app on your phone and go out and give it a try.
I think it's secretly one of Rex Buchanan's goals is to get more people interested in bird watching. Now, he admits, I'm a casual birder at best. And part of the reason is he's colorblind or partially colorblind, so it's hard for him to spot birds, but he can hear them. And he invites all of us to see and hear the birds. Think about that for a minute. 700 to 800 million birds passing through Kansas and flying south. That's what he says. We'll listen, and you should listen. That's coming up soon. Right now, I'd like to thank Tim and Judy Keller, existing members, for giving us even more money. I believe this is the same Judy Keller who used to work for this radio station years and years ago.
I believe so.
Thank you, Tim and Judy, for making a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also call 888-577-5268.
Thanks also to Rick Reglow. I hope I'm saying your name right, Rick, of Overland Park. He says he's been an avid listener since 1972. These are tough times, but keep it going. Thanks for your encouraging words, Rick. I'm curious, how long have you been listening to Kansas Public Radio? Has it been months? Has it been years?
Not since 1972.
Not since 1972, but maybe you've been listening for a long time now, but you've never actually given. This is a perfect time to go from being a listener to Kansas Public Radio to becoming a listener member and supporting the programs that you depend on, programs like Morning Edition, things like local commentaries from Rex Buchanan and some of the other great commentaries we have, news from the KPR newsroom, as well as the important national and international news. You get all of that when you tune in to KPR on 8:22 on a Thursday morning. It is worth your support at kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, Kay, it can be hard to be the person that decides finally to pick up the phone and call and pledge, because it's easy to convince yourself, because I've been there before, it's easy to convince yourself that, well, they're not really talking to me. They're talking to the other people that listen to KPR. I don't even have a lot of money. Why are they asking me for money? They want how much from me? We want whatever you want to give. That could be $5 a month. And after you make your contribution, after you join us here and become part of the family of listener members, you'll feel so good about it. You know that you've got a stake, that you are helping to pay for Statehouse news coverage or any of the variety of other things we do at KPR. I know it's hard to move from just being a listener to a listener member because, honestly, you could just keep sitting there and listen for free. But we're asking you to not do that. 94% of our money these days comes from listeners like you and me and Kay McIntyre. And people who pledge a dollar a day or 10 bucks a month or somewhere in between. Our number is 888-577-5268.
You know, Jay, it's a little bit like voting. You don't have to vote. No one's going to make you go to the polls. Political decisions will get made whether you vote or not, and it's your decision to make that extra step and become an active participant in our democracy. Well, public radio is kind of the same way. We're producing the news, and you're listening to it whether you pledge or not. It's your decision whether to become an active participant in Kansas Public Radio, and you do that by pledging your financial support at kansaspublicradio.org.
One of the best things about making that call or making that web pledge is leaving your comments. I'd like more jazz overnight, or I'd like more news on a Saturday, you know, whatever. Or maybe the shows that you like or love. I mean, there are people who love Film Music Friday.
I'm one of them.
Coming up tomorrow night at 7 with the program director, Daryl Brogdon. Or maybe you're a retro cocktail hour fan. Or maybe you can't move on with your day without listening to Laura Lorson host All Things Considered. Whatever it is, you keep coming back to this radio station. And if we all pitch in, whatever we can afford, we can continue to keep bringing you this award-winning programming. You're a phone call away from joining us. 888-577-5268. News coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then stick around for the great bird migration happening now across the Sunflower State.
And when you pledge right now, the Duane and Terry Townley Family Fund will add $200 to your pledge. So I might suggest that you contribute it, say, $200, a one-time gift of $200. That will turn into $400. Or I'm not going to be able to do the math quite quickly enough in my head in terms of what that would mean for a monthly donation. But consider becoming a sustaining member as well. If you become a sustaining member at $20 a month, you'll get a copy of that autographed Bill Curtis book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News.
If you make a $200 yearly contribution to KPR and broke it into monthly installments, you would be paying KPR $16 and 0.66666 cents a month. Let's just round it. It's like 17 bucks. You'd be making a contribution of 17 bucks a month. Kay, what can you buy for 17? A pizza, maybe? It's hard to eat out these days for, you know, less than $20. I don't know how that happened, but it's happening. And when you make that contribution to KPR, I guarantee you, if you're a person of average means, you won't even miss it. After I made my first contribution way back when, I was thinking, boy, I don't know if I can give KPR 10 bucks a month. You know, I work in public broadcasting. I got a lot of bills. After I did that, I didn't even miss it. When they took $10 a month out of my bank account, I don't keep a check register, so maybe there's a reason why I didn't realize it. But it's a small amount of money for most people who have, you know, a full-time job. So 10 bucks a month, or 15 or 20, whatever you want to give, we're taking pledges right now. And whatever you give, the Duane and Terry Townley Family Fund will add $200 on top of your pledge. So make it now. 888-577-5268.
And that's one of the beauties of becoming a sustaining member. Maybe the idea of sitting down and writing a check for whatever dollar amount, a yearly check, maybe that just sounds like too much. But if you break it down monthly and consider this just like any of the other expenses that you have on a monthly basis, that can seem a lot more affordable. I know for me, it's nice to think about. I think about $18 a month for our Netflix. Mm. I can tell you, I listen to KPR way, way more than I ever watch our Netflix. So that might be a good way for you to think about what would be an appropriate giving level for you, whatever you can afford, but also whatever you value KPR at. How much do you listen? Do you listen $70 a month worth? Do you listen $20 a month worth? Whatever that is, make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Kay McIntyre, do you watch Netflix advertisement free?
I do.
So that's why you're paying $18 a month.
Oh. I have the deluxe version.
I've got Netflix, but I suffer through the advertising. And I use that extra money to give to KPR. That's what I do here, okay? If you'd like to be our next caller, please do so now. 888-577-5268.
Before the release of Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen wasn't yet the boss. He reminded
I had nothing. Every night, that's how I went into the studio.
I'm Elsa Chang, the making of Born to Run, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join Bruce Springsteen and Laura Lorson from 3 to 7 today for All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Kay McIntyre, what do we have to do to get people to make a pledge?
We just need to ask them. I'm convinced of it. All you need to do is say, hey, this is important to you. It's important to become a listener member at kansaspublicradio.org.
What about please?
Okay, please join us.
Please, and thank you in advance for calling 888-577-5268. Here's the news.
Live from NPR News in
Winkenship and Macon, Georgia.
This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News from Lawrence. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas farmers will face challenges if the federal government shutdown lasts too long.
Most farmers are focused on harvesting, but the agencies that support them are closed, like many U.S. Department of Agriculture offices. Jennifer Ift is an agricultural economist with Kansas State University. She says farmers are prepared to deal with short-term closures, but says during the last shutdown, the USDA didn't publish crucial information that helps farmers predict consumer demand.
Information that helps markets work could become more scarce.
Ift said farmers won't be able to wait more than a few weeks for this information. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
A Kansas City area woman's been sentenced to 11 years in prison for fraud and identity theft. Federal prosecutors say 29-year-old Brianna Adams of Raymore had a leadership role in two cases that resulted in more than $500,000 in fraudulent paycheck protection program loans, the ones that were issued under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or CARES Act. Prosecutors say she had more than $3 million in stolen U.S. Treasury checks. Adams was sentenced this week after pleading guilty to wire fraud, money laundering, and other charges. A new study finds Kansas is the third most affordable state for a comfortable retirement. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the annual cost for a comfortable retirement in Kansas is roughly $61,000 a year. That includes essentials like housing and health care. Only Oklahoma and West Virginia have lower annual retirement costs than Kansas. That study was published last week by the senior living advice website, caring.com. And have you heard this? Kansas Public Radio is currently seeking a new Statehouse Bureau Chief. This position works primarily at the Kansas Statehouse and in Topeka and is responsible for reporting on state government. You can get more information on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. Is this the best radio and multimedia news job in Kansas? Maybe. You must apply online. Again, details on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
And an example of how humble and impactful she was and continues to be. Nate Rott, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News. This is Kansas Public Radio. FM 91.5 here in Lawrence and FM 89.7 in Emporia.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, presenting Runway and Rhythm, a designer fashion showcase and dance party, Saturday, October 4th. VIP and general admission event details at lawrenceartscenter.org.
Going to be sunny and warm today, high of 88. And if that's not warm enough for you, just wait till tomorrow. Sunny skies and a high near 90. I want to thank Louise Dietz of Ottawa for checking in on the fall fanfare here at Kansas Public Radio. Louise Dietz has made a contribution, and she's already an existing member. Kay McIntyre, we've got a lot of people who are already giving us money, who are now giving us extra money because you and I have failed miserably to attract enough brand new members to Kansas Public. Oh, wait, here's one. A new anonymous contributor from Lawrence has made a pledge on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. You can be next.
You know, Jay, I'm glad you raised that point because people often ask, and I'm sure they ask you as well, why in the world do you guys even hold these membership drives? Mm-hmm. Because we have people that are, you know, I've had people say, I already give. I don't want to hear your fun drive. But in reality, our membership drives are our best opportunity to reach new members. And we know that there are thousands, literally thousands of people that listen to Kansas Public Radio every day that are not listener members. And this is our best way to reach them. So if you've been listening to Kansas Public Radio, say for a year, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years without ever financially supporting it, this might be a good time to ask yourself why. Why is it that what's keeping you back from supporting the public radio that you depend on?
If you're afraid it'll cost too much, get this, you get to decide the price. Is it worth $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month? Is it $1 a day? I mean, I don't know your budget. You don't know mine. I will tell you exactly what I give Kansas Public Radio. And I know. I work here, right? But I give, what am I up to now? $20 a month?
You don't even know.
Somewhere your wife
pays it, right?
It's somewhere between 15 and 20. But I will say this, when we had the radio rivalry going on, and we had this competition between us and KBIA Radio in Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Tigers, we were, you know, trying to turn that into a fundraiser. I gave a bunch then, you know, $10, another $10. Here's 15. Yeah, I must have been, repeatedly. So I'm probably up to something, you know, manageable for people with an average job. I don't know if I'm up to $200 a year. It's somewhere near that. But you do you. Whatever's best for you. Are you a $5 a month person? That's how often you listen. That's how much you can afford. That is perfect. Because right now I'm just looking for people to give something. Anything. We've got six more opportunities right now. Thanks to the Dwayne and Terry Townley Fund, they'll add $200 on top of your pledge if you'll just call in that amount, some amount, 888-577-5268.
And again, I'd like to especially reach out to people who are not already members of Kansas Public Radio. A, if you're a supporter of Kansas Public Radio, I'm not trying to discourage you by any means. Please go ahead and make another pledge. But if you've been listening for some time and never made that step to becoming a listener member, this is the perfect opportunity to do so because the Dwayne and Terry Townley Fund will add $200 to your pledge. So become a new member today at kansaspublicradio.org. Emily is standing by to take your calls at 888-577-5268. If that's too many numbers for you, try this, 888-KPRKANU.
I'm being told we're down to just six more chances to add $200 to your contribution, thanks to the Dwayne and Terry Townley Fund. Six more opportunities right now. Max Paley, one of our staffers, and Emily DeMarchi are staffing the phones right now, and all of the phone lines are open and available. So be our next caller to become a KPR listener member or upgrade your sustaining membership, or perhaps just make a one-time, one-off contribution. You can make it happen when you call 888-577-5268. This is KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Bird lovers of the world unite. This is your time of year. The great fall migration is underway and will continue into late October and early November. Commentator Rex Buchanan says Kansas is a hot spot for bird lovers this time of year, and there are plenty of resources available to help you spot a few feathered friends flying south.
This is a great time of year for bird watchers. Lots of birds, maybe as many as 700 to 800 million, move through this part of the world as they migrate south. That here.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, author, and casual part-time birder. He's also director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. Here at the University of Kansas, he lives in Lawrence. I'm Jay Schaefer along with Kay McIntyre, and Kay, Rex Buchanan just made an interesting point about caring for the things you know. You know us here at Kansas Public Radio. You know what we're all about. And we think you care about us. Well, if you do, put your money where your mouth is and make a pledge. 888-577-5268. Oops. Okay, let me turn on your microphone.
Do that. We're seasoned professionals here at Kansas Public Radio. I know that you must have this experience often, that when you tell people you work at KPR, inevitably they say, oh my gosh, I love public radio. I love what you do. If you love what we do here at Kansas Public Radio, and we know that you do because you're listening on a Thursday morning during the fun drive.
Yeah, during the fun drive.
During the fun drive, you're listening to us blather on. You've already demonstrated your commitment to Kansas Public Radio. This is something you know you love. You rely on it to bring you the news, to bring you commentaries, to spark your curiosity about the world. That's one of the reasons I listen to public radio, is because, like you, Jay, I'm a curious person. I am curious about the world around us, whether that's birds migrating through the area, whether it's chimpanzees and other primates in Africa, whatever is happening in the world. NPR and KPR is one of the most important ways that I have to learn about that. And because that's important to me, it's important to me to support it, to support the things that I know and love. We're asking you to make that same kind of commitment this morning. Support the public radio station that you know and love and already listen to. Make your pledge now, and the Duane and Terry Townley Fund will add $200 to your pledge. You can make that possible when you pledge this morning at 888-577-5268.
Professor Richard Schrock, who is a member of the KPR Advisory Board, made this point the other day, that KPR is a source for lifelong learning. So after you go to school and you learn whatever they can teach you, you still have a lot of your life left. And KPR is a great place to learn even more. I think most of us who listen to this radio station are interested in lifelong learning. What more can I learn about the world? Well, sometimes you learn about it through a commentary from Rex Buchanan. Like, for instance, I had no idea that 700 to 800 million birds will be passing through this state. I mean, I'd heard of fall migration and birds flying south, but 700 to 800 million, who's counting those?
I guess
Rex Buchanan and his bird-loving friends. But just interesting things. Every day I try to learn something new, and usually KPR won't let me down. I'll hear something I didn't know about, or something that I find interesting. And I think, you're a very curious person, Kay. That's one of the reasons why you're involved in this kind of work. So if that speaks to you in any way, if you are also a curious person, and if you believe in lifelong learning, then help us out. Make a pledge of 5 or 10 or 15 bucks a month, or maybe a dollar a day. Do it by calling 888-577-5268. One of our staffers, Emily DeMarchi, is taking a pledge right now over the phone, I believe, but other phone lines are available. An anonymous person has checked in from Lawrence. Thank you. And how about this? Bud and Kathy Hund of Paxico, or as I like to call it, Antique Town, have checked in. Thank you to the Huns of Paxico. They say they love all of the weekend programming. Kay McIntyre, you're a big part.
Yay, represent.
You're a big part of the weekend programming. Thanks for all of your good work. Well, thank you, Paxico, for checking in this morning at KPR.
Thank you also to Ann Jesse of here in Lawrence, who's a huge fan of 105 Live, as am I, one of the relatively new parts of the KPR lineup, and it's really been a welcome addition.
Saturday nights, 5 o'clock, hosted by Nick Carswell, a very talented musician who's plugged into the local music scene. In his day job, Nick Carswell is the program director of the Kansas Audio Reader Network, located right next door to KPR. But every Saturday, 5 o'clock, you can hear 105 Live. And if you've never heard of that before, you're curious about why it's called 105 Live, well, the goal of the show is to get musicians from all of the 105 counties in Kansas on the air performing whatever they perform. And I mean, some of the genres, they'll bounce
around.
They're
all over the place.
They're all over the place. You know, whether they're from Douglas County or Johnson County or somewhere down south or out west, that's the goal of 105 Live, to highlight local musicians from one of our many, many counties in the state.
And also, if you don't catch it on Saturday evening, there's a repeat of 105 Live at noon on Sunday. So lots of opportunities. Again, it's a great show. It's a great way to spark your curiosity about music from all over the state. One of the things, again, that I love about public radio is, as you said, Jay, it's a great way to be a lifelong learner. And I don't know about you, but I feel like as an adult learner, I am way more engaged and appreciative of learning about the world than I ever was as, say, a 15-year-old student. Like, I wasn't a bad student, but I certainly have a much more appreciation for learning about the world around us than I did as a kid.
I bet you're not the only one.
I don't think so. If you are a lifelong learner and you appreciate how Kansas Public Radio fits into that, exposes you to new information about new ways of looking at the world, make your pledge now, just like Steve Lane of Lawrence did. He says, keep up the good work. Well, Steve, keep up the good work by making your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. Or again, we're taking your phone calls at 888-577-5268. Jay, it looks like we only have two more opportunities to take care of that Dwayne and Terry Time Leap Fund. So give now.
And we pause for KPR2 stations to break away and identify themselves. And I will identify us here at good old-fashioned KPR1. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Speaking of Chanute, Kay McIntyre, I've got a good friend down that way. Her name is Tammy Troutman, and she's a big birder. So I hope she's listening this morning, because Rex Buchanan had the excellent commentary on the great bird migration. I have some more birder friends I'd like to talk about. Ruth in Ozaukee, I hope you're listening this morning. And I hope you're pledging. And I'm going to check. I have access to those files. Our number is 888-577-5268. It's a minute before news time.
Whether you're listening in Ozaukee or Chanute, Emporia, Lawrence, out in Paxico, wherever you are, Kansas Public Radio is there for you. And if you're out of our area of our terrestrial signal, you can also listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or on the KPR app. So many ways to listen, so many ways to support Kansas Public Radio. But we're asking you today to support us with your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or at 888-577-5268.
We are down to one more opportunity. We're one phone call away from being successful, Kay McIntyre. We've got $200 left to add to someone's pledge, if that someone would just call 888-577-5268. Thanks.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Despite threats of mass firings from President Trump,